Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 726. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Macronutrient Quality Effects. So what we're going to talk about today is, we've talked before about the most important components of a healthy diet, whether it's a diet for general health, diet for fat loss, diet for muscle building, diet for strength kind of performance, maximal like sport performance, just a diet, like a structured way of eating. What are the most important components when we want to get the most out of our efforts? We've discussed this in saying that calories is the most important. They determine where your weight will go. If I eat in a caloric deficit, an appropriate caloric deficit, which is only about, say, 20-ish percent, you know, plus or minus, you know, 5 or 10, 20-ish percent below my daily maintenance needs, my daily kind of activity needs, TEE, total energy expenditure. If I eat about 20-ish percent below that, I will lose weight. Even if I'm eating pizza, ice cream, even if I'm eating crappy foods, if I eat in an appropriate deficit, I will lose weight. What happens when you eat in an inappropriate deficit? We've discussed that before, that if you take away too many calories, your body will respond by losing weight, but it also responds by fighting the process. You'll eventually hit a plateau and no more weight will be able to be lost. The way in which it fights the process then makes future weight loss harder and future weight maintenance harder. Then, if you are in a caloric surplus, even if you're eating the healthiest of foods, whatever you deem to be healthy, if you are in a caloric surplus, you will gain weight. So even if you're trying to lose weight and you're eating everything healthy, but you're not paying attention to calories, you may accidentally eat too many calories and actually not be able to lose weight, if not actually gain weight, even though you're eating quote unquote healthy food. So calories determine the direction of the diet. The next most important component is macronutrient balance. Am I eating the correct amount of protein, which then allows me to eat the correct amount of carbs and fats? Carbs and fats are our energy sources. They're where we get energy from. Fats are a better energy source for kind of low sustainable energy. Carbs are a better energy source for I want the energy now because I'm up and active now. And then proteins are kind of like the repair molecule of the body. It repairs things, whether that's muscles, skin, hair, nails, whatever is in our body that needs repair. That's what protein does. Those are the first two components, calories, macronutrient balance. The third most important component is timing. Am I eating most of my calories when I'm most active? Am I eating ahead of my daily activity rather than being active all day in a huge freaking deficit and then overeating at night as a response to fill that deficit? So we want to make sure our timing is correct. More calories coming in when we have more energy going out, when we're more active. Less calories coming in when we're less active. If you have those three things in place, and a lot of the clients that I work with do, a lot of the people that are regular gym goers, they will have that pretty much in place. They're going to need to refine that every now and then, and it's going to go good and bad for times. But what else can they focus on? The next step, the fourth most important thing, is macronutrient quality. Now, what do we mean when we say macronutrients? There are four major macronutrients. Water is one of them, but no one really ever talks about that because water doesn't have calories. But water is a macronutrient. The other three are fats, carbs, and proteins. We have had in different society ways, we have been told that fats are bad, carbs are bad, and too much protein will kill you. Well, apparently, we eat anything, we're going to die. If we eat nothing, we're going to die. So what the hell do we eat? Well, if you eat the right amount of carbs, the right amount of fats, the right amount of protein, you're going to be okay. And of what type within each of those categories we eat, it does have an effect. It has an effect on the way we feel, has it a way on the effect of the way we perform, has an effect on the way we look, and it has an effect on our general health. If we eat the right amount of fats, but they're all from saturated like fats, fried foods, just blah, unhealthy fats, we can, over time, build up heart problems or health problems related to saturated fats. If we have too much sugar in our diet, even if our carbs are correct, but they're all sugar-based and they're inappropriately in terms of like paired with other nutrients, that can cause actually cholesterol issues. That can cause a bunch of other issues like diabetic type issues and cause water retention, highs and lows in energy, lots of cravings later in the day. There is a lot of an effect that can happen even if we have the right amount of carbohydrates but the wrong type. And protein. If we have the wrong types of protein, we can be missing out on body repair. Whether that's recovery between workouts or whether that's muscular growth. We will not grow to our best ability if we do not have the right proteins at the right times. So what I wanted to do today was to do a quick overview of what would be kind of some aspects we want to consider when discussing or deciding what types of fats we should have, what types of carbs, and what types of proteins. Let's go through this a little bit, and then I'm going to offer a little bit of help here at the end. So the first thing I've written in my notes is to look at fats. In general, the FDA recommends that you have 1/3 of your diet from fats coming from saturated fats, 2/3 coming from unsaturated. What in the hell is that? So saturated fats are typically fats that are solid at room temperature, and that's most commonly animal fats. Unsaturated fats are going to be most commonly like liquid at room temperature, and that's kind of more commonly oils. There are unsaturated fats and saturated fats in mixtures in different foods. Some foods might be a solid food, but it has a mixture of unsaturated fats included. Some foods might be liquid, and they might have a mixture of saturated fats included, such as coconut oil. But in general, that's kind of a nice way to think of it. We want to start reading nutrition fact labels of the foods we eat. If the food you eat does not have a label, you can Google that food item. So say you have a piece of steak, you can write the steak, so say it's sirloin steak. Sirloin steak nutrition facts on Google and you'll see the nutrition fact label. Pretty much everybody I know now has a smartphone, you can do it right in the palm of your hand. I used to carry around a small little book actually when I was in undergrad and when I was in high school that had like 4,000 pages and I had to like scan through all these damn pages and find all these numbers, so that was annoying as hell. So it's pretty cool now that we have that technology on our phone. It's taken advantage of, and we kind of don't think of it, but it is pretty cool to have it. So what we want to do fats wise is if we have our calories correct, if we have our macronutrient balance correct, and we have our meal timing correct, then we would want to consider what are our fats coming from. Now, as we consider what our fats are coming from, it's part of getting our meal timing correct. It's part of getting our macronutrient balance correct, and it's part of our calories. So these are kind of all intermingled. We know that, we understand that, but if you get the other three components right, even if your fats are not quite quote unquote the right types, you're still going to see really good effects. However, how we can fine tune that and get better results is eat more unsaturated fats, yes. They should be 2/3 of your diet. Saturated fats should be 1/3. So for example, one of my snacks in a day is cashews. I eat salt and pepper cashews as one of my snacks. In what contained within cashews is 13 grams of fat within a kind of like a 1-ounce-ish serving. So there's 13 grams of fat. Of the 13 grams, 2 grams are saturated fat, and roughly the rest come from unsaturated fat. There are different types of unsaturated fats like polyunsaturated, monounsaturated. Don't worry about that stuff, okay? There is another type of fat called trans fat. You don't really want to eat any of that because it's not really healthy for you. But the main two we want to look at are saturated and unsaturated, and we'll just consider unsaturated the general category. Within the cashews, you can see that of the 13 grams, only 2 is saturated, and the rest, roughly 10, are going to be unsaturated. That means that it fits easily that 1/3 to 2/3 kind of ratio, meaning there's 1/3 saturated, 2/3 unsaturated. That would be an okay food, totally fine to eat. One of the side benefits of it is there's no cholesterol, so I don't have to worry about that as a health effect. So if I'm eating a diet and I'm eating in a caloric surplus in order to gain strength or in order to gain muscle mass. Some of the concerns that people will have when in a caloric surplus is, if I have extra calories, can it ruin my health or can it risk my health? Assuming those extra calories are coming from healthy calories, then there's not much of a concern. Is there some health risk or some health trade-off to being, say, 300 pounds at 10% body fat, having all the muscle in the world versus somebody who has very little muscle? It is believed that having an extreme above normal muscle mass does have some negative effects, but it would be a lot less than having a ton of sugar all day, being lazy on the couch all day, doing, you know, drinking beer, smoking cigarettes. We have to kind of take into account what all we do in a day that does have some health issues and what is kind of the balance of what we want. So, for example, if I don't drink alcohol, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I want to have a more muscle mass than what the BMI says I should, well, I have to be okay with that, and for the grand scheme of things, it's probably not that big of a risk. So, what you want to do if you're in a caloric surplus is make sure that you're having clean foods. That way you can maximize your health as well as the aesthetic change that you're looking to do or the strength change that you're looking to do. So that's what we want to do with fats, is we want to choose food items that have unsaturated fat more often than we choose items that have saturated. Should we have zero saturated fat? Hell no. You do need to have some saturated fat in the sense that they play a role in hormone production. So that way you can be maximally healthy in your hormones. There is an enormous amount of science behind everything that I'm saying in this podcast. So can you find an asterisk or a special case scenario of this or that or that or this? Yes. But in general is what we're looking for in this podcast. And that says that having some saturated fats in your diet does have a health effect. If you keep it to only 1/3 of your total fats, then the negatives of the saturated fat would be countered and you don't have to worry so much. Cool. So that's what we're going to look for. How will you know what are all the sources of unsaturated fats? How will you know what all the sources of saturated fats are? How will I know if I'm picking the right one? Do the damn Google search. I'm not going to sit here and name 400 foods that are saturated fat and 400 foods that are unsaturated fat. Do a damn Google search. So you'll find it. I don't mean to be a jerk, but too often people want everything spoon-fed to them. I'm telling you to Google unsaturated fats. Make those the most common foods you eat. Google saturated fats. You can still have those, but only have them as 1/3 of your overall fat intake. Done. It's pretty simple. Okay? Then carbohydrates. We really only want to use sugars, which are simple carbohydrates, right before activity. It's when we're active, we're up and moving, and we know that we're going to burn the sugar off as fuel. If you have excess sugar in the body, it does have negative consequences. It has negative health consequences, negative overall mood consequences, energy consequences, craving consequences. When you have sugars, you want to have them right before activity. And or you want to pair them with a protein. So people who are diabetic, they don't have to avoid all sugar all the time. They just simply have to put something with the sugar foods that blunts the kind of like sugar rush into their body. So if they pair sugars with proteins, that can often be a really good way to kind of blunt the sugar effect, the blood sugar spike. And they can actually have sugars throughout the day, such as fruits, but not necessarily have some negative consequences or complications. So for example, an example of that would be having peanut butter and fruit. If you have peanut butter and fruit, that's a really good pairing in the sense that the fats will blunt the sugar effect of the fruit. So that's a way in which you can have your fruit, but you can still control the health consequences, the health effects. That's the best way we want to think of carbohydrates, is balancing the sugars, the simple carbohydrates, and the complex carbohydrates. We want to have simple carbohydrates, which are sugars, really only around the time of activity. We want to have complex carbohydrates at other times of being active, but not a high level of activity. So if I'm up and active at work, if I'm up and active, you know, doing yard work around the house, where it's a sustainable effort of active, then we want complex carbohydrates, which would be like potatoes, pastas, rice, breads, bagels, wraps, stuff like that. Whereas if we have a really high spike of activity, such as an workout exercise, sugars are okay because they can help kind of fuel that really high need for calories. So that's something we want to consider when we're looking at the types of carbohydrates we select. Sugars at high activity, complex carbohydrates at kind of moderate sustained activity. Then when we look at proteins, the digestion rate of the proteins do matter when we want to try to have peak results. If I'm eating in a way in which I want to maximize my muscular development, meaning I want to grow the most amount of muscle I possibly can, then I want to make sure I have proteins that digest at the rate in which is appropriate for the time of day I'm at for that time of eating. If I have a meal right before I go to bed, so that means I'm going to go to sleep and I'm not going to have any protein coming in or any food really coming in for say 6 to 8 hours. With a time span that long, we want to have a protein that digests at about that rate. So what this will be is most often proteins that are paired with fats, meaning we're going to have a protein that has fat in it, such as red meat would be an option. Do you have to eat meat? No. You can mix a protein powder in with peanut butter, and the oil and the fats of the peanut butter can blunt the digestion rate of the protein, and that can help kind of have it elongated, spread out throughout the night. So there are different pros and cons to the speed in which we have proteins. Before I go to bed, I want a slow digesting protein. If I'm up and active during the day, I want a fast digesting protein. I want a protein that digests at a rate in which I can use it, meaning that it's going to be a protein that if I get up in the morning and I'm up and active, it can digest within a few hours. That way, as I create muscular stress and damage during the day, my body can actually use that protein to repair that stress and damage. So that's going to be one of the things we want to consider. Some fast digesting proteins, and you can Google this as well, would be eggs, cottage cheese, lean sources of meats such as white fish, lean sources of other meat like as chicken breasts, lean turkey, lean ham, things like that. Those are beneficial to eat during the day because they digest relatively quickly. When we want to have our protein digest slower and longer throughout the night, we want to have a protein with fats. That those fats are going to slow down that digestion of the protein. And that one common source is red meats. Like I said, you can mix in other things, but that's going to be a common source that works very well. So when we consider what type of macronutrient we should have, it is important in the sense of getting the maximal results that we want. It's important in the sense of maximizing our health while we're eating for maybe an aesthetic goal or performance goal. It helps towards our goal of maximizing our mood, making sure that we stay in the best mood throughout the day, have the best energy levels throughout the day. It maximizes our performance and our kind of muscular effect, such as recovery and muscular growth. Those are the things we want to look at. When we have fats, 1/3 of our total fats should come from saturated fats, 2/3 from unsaturated. When looking at carbohydrates, we should have sugars at times right before high intensity activity. If we're going to have carbohydrates at other times, they should be complex carbohydrates at times of us being active, but not that really high peak active, just more of a sustained active. Fats, by the way, are what you should have at times of really low activity. So I didn't mention that, but that's true. Then when it comes to protein, you want faster digesting proteins during the day, slower digesting proteins towards the end of the day. So you can Google some of this and it'll help. And I don't mean to be dismissive. It's just too much information to go through in a single podcast. So I want to raise your awareness to what to look for. You can look for it and then kind of get the benefit of it. Another thing we have is somebody has, like we've had multiple requests, so it's time I finally do this. But there's been requests for like kind of a top 10 ebook of what's important nutritionally. So we're going to go ahead and type that up this weekend. So if you're interested in that, I'll tell you the top 10 things you can pay attention to in your nutrition to maximize your overall health, mood, and also performance and aesthetics. And we're going to rate the top 10, what you should do in the order that I think they should be done and how to do them in terms of like what parameters should be met. So we're going to offer that. It's just $20, and it's a good way for us to kind of get out some information to people that is something they can start with, get some benefits from, and then if they want more services from there, they can. But we've had enough requests that I definitely need to be doing this, and I want to make sure I provide that help for people. So if you're interested in that, just shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'll be able to kind of send that to you once we have it written up. And that'll be a really good place for people to start to try to make sense of all of the information that there is in nutrition. What's most important? Where should I start? That's what that top 10 book is going to be for. So if you're interested in it, let me know. Email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay. So thank you for listening. I hope this was helpful to clarify some answers. If you have any more details that you would like, if you have any more deeper level stuff you want, just shoot us an email and we'll make it into a new podcast. So the podcast is for you, so we want to always know what you want to like, what you want to learn. So letting us know helps make sure that we make the podcast the best it can be for you. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can always find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And, as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.